Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This also outlines our commitment to sustainability. Mm. As you all know, we back a number of projects globally that target carbon emissions, but also falling rates of biodiversity, not just here in the UK, but around the world. Yeah. All of our travel is now carbon offset as of this Premier League match week. And we've even got our opponents at Chelsea to agree to the same measures. To make sure this initiative gets off to the strongest possible start.
I like it when he goes whoosh and he turns it on its side.
What?
I said I like it when he goes like whoosh, you know?
When what?
When it goes whoosh, the helicopter.
Yeah, it's fucking great, isn't it?
We're nearly at Stamford Bridge.
What?
I said, are we nearly at Stamford Bridge, pal?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to get out yet.
Me neither. Let's ask him to keep flying about for an hour.
Yeah! Yeah. I love it!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Sorry, excuse me.
Coming through. Move your feet. Come on, out the way.
Sorry, yeah, thanks. Thank you. Here we go.
Did we miss anything? Did the round thing go in the goal yet?
Where have you two been?
Oh, hold on, there's Todd. I'm going to go say hello.
See you in a bit, pal.
Hello?
Hiya.
Where have you two been?
Oh, so busy, honestly. Fucking hell, non-stop.
You see the email this morning?
Remind me again?
Arsenal, the legal situation.
All right.
We can stand down.
Oh, for you.
Kevin will go in January. Shady deal officially complete.
All right. Keep your fucking voice down, Jess. Jesus Christ.
Fuck's sake, Jesus Christ. That was embarrassing.
Why? What did you do?
Well, I went over and I was a bit too excited and I just went, hey, Bod Toley.
What? Bod Toley?
Yeah, I know.
How fucking difficult is it to say Todd Bowley? See, I just said it then. I'll say it again. Todd Bowley.
I said I was excited.
Battle, that's crap.
Bod.
You're rubbish, you.
It's not funny, oh, Jess. God. God's sake. Do you ever feel like you're just getting laughed at? That your position in society is just eroding and everyone can see it?
I mean, no. I don't ever feel like that, but I can definitely see how you do.
Oh, fuck me. How long left?
It's barely started.
Fucking boring game. I thought Potter was more exciting than this.
Don't like him.
Why not?
Reminds me of Dan.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Potter's genuine.
You don't know that. Could be a complete cunt.
I've met complete cunts. I can detect them. Like sharks with a droplet of blood in the sea. I can sniff out a cunt by his brown loafers and LinkedIn profile. And Potter is not a cunt.
I'm just saying, you know, Dan put a lot of effort into his image, his profile, his whole fucking bullshit factory, and I could see right through it.
Could you?
Yeah.
Could you really?
Jess, I fired him, didn't I?
Aye, but you did beg him to come back.
What?
Patrick, you begged him to come back, and you cried in front of him and his agent.
Oh, you two are full of shit.
And then you hired Matt Jansen.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was just a very emotional day.
Dan would never survive with us now.
Why's that?
Working under Colin and Woody, he'd have no chance.
Yeah, I suppose. We are very much a twatocracy now, aren't we?
Oi! Colin and I are nice guys. We're just misunderstood.
Woody, you tried to set David and Welly's office on fire after we lost to AC Milan last week.
Did I really? Christ, I don't even remember that. That's blind rage for you, innit?
They weren't even in charge for that game. Eric was.
Hey, but they were an accomplice, weren't they? Accomplice? Or a comply? Accomplices?
You also made Colin bug players' houses with cameras.
Aye, we call that one a colonoscopy.
Christ.
Just allows us to keep an eye on any potential misbehaviour, you know? An old Fergie trick.
Meh. Not sure I approve.
Why not?
Sounds like a lot of money wasted on cameras, to be honest.
Hey, we catch them doing something, we recoup the cost in player fines.
Oh. Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Patrick, don't look now, but Todd is looking this way and laughing.
Todd or Bod?
Fuck's sake.
I said don't look, you just turned right round and looked.
This is what I mean. Yeah, I'm slipping away. Guys, my reputation is crumbling. I am drowning in a sea of irrelevance. I need a rope. I just need someone to throw me a rope.
What, for you to hang yourself?
No, not for me to hang myself. For me to survive. God's sake. I need something.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go take this call.
The game's on.
Yep, and it's fucking dull. Bye-bye.
Jammy bastard, I wish my phone had fucking rang.
Yes, hello. Sorry, I'm a bit...
Hi, Patrick, this is Hugh Chambers. I'm the Vice Parliamentary Secretary to the Treasury. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Hugh. Listen, those tax returns were just some provisional numbers.
No, it's okay. I'm actually calling about something else.
Oh.
Listen, I know this is a bit out of the blue, but we're really up against it right now. Kwasi and Liz are having a heck of a time.
Right, yeah.
And what we're doing is we're acquiring talent in certain areas just to assure the markets, really, mate, to give the polls a little jump and just sort of restore some faith in our current vision, really.
Okay.
We've got this role. It's a senior fiscal policy advisor to the Treasury. We're looking to industry leaders, long-standing financial figureheads, you know, high net worth individuals, ideally, with track records in competitive industries, key British fields, you know, finance, culture, sport, tech, all those sort of bits and pieces.
I know it, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a role, very non-committal, plenty of time spare to continue your current position at Aston Villa.
Ashwood,
yeah. But it helps us, you know, it's showing the drive to consult with the best and brightest and most successful. But look, hopefully, it helps you too. It brings some gravitas, some good networking opportunities, you know, some authority in certain areas. Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng are going to be a long-standing regime,
yes,
Patrick.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah, I, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, OK, I get it.
What is it, mate?
I'm a fat nonce, yeah.
You're a what?
I'm a nonce, I touch kids, I'm fat. Yeah, heard it all before, mate.
Sorry, Patrick, I don't understand.
Hugh Chambers, please. You can't just pick a posh name and chuck loads of jargon my way and think I'm going to fall for it.
Patrick, we were at Cambridge. I went to Trinity. I even worked at your dad's firm in the city. Hugh Chambers.
Oh, fuck, God, Hugh, shit. Sorry, Hugh. Ignore all that nonce stuff. There's these fans of the club. I say fans, they're not. Yeah, they're just sad, angry people, and sometimes they prank. Do you know what? Doesn't matter. This sounds great. Yeah, really, really great. God, I'm excited, mate. Brilliant stuff. I'm honoured. I'm, you know, just a humble guy like me from the streets of Fulham. Yeah, a finance graduate from Cambridge, and being offered a role like this, you just... God, you never think it's going to happen to you, you know?
Bloody great stuff, mate. Bloody great stuff. I'm pleased for you. Hey, I'm pleased for us. Let's get to work, eh?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I'll let Kwasi know, and we'll get some stuff your way.
Yeah. Give Kwasi my best.
Speak soon, Patrick.
Cheers,
mate.
You.
Cheers,
yeah,
then.
Bye, mate. Bye. Fuck yes. So, excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me. Yeah, thank you.
Well, you haven't missed much, pal.
You look cheery. Sold another stadium, have you?
I have just been appointed Senior Fiscal Policy Advisor.
By who?
The government.
Do we still have a government? I haven't checked my phone for the last 20 minutes.
Yes, Jess, we still have a government. Okay? Liz Truss, Kwasi Kwarteng, they're going to get this country on the right course. Okay? They're in it for the long haul. They're here to stay. So you better get used to it. Yeah? Okay? Guys, this is my calling. Yeah, this is it. I've got to get to work. Woody, fire up the chopper.
What do you mean, Woody, fire up the chopper? I'm not a fucking helicopter pilot.
The what?
Oh, fuck.
Did you get a helicopter here?
To the chopper! To the chopper!
Excuse me,
fucking twats.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
So I'm thinking alongside advising the government, I'm also advising the media. You know, it allows you guys to minimise the scrutiny, or at least get ahead of it.
That's great, that's really great, mate. You working with any of the papers?
Well, I'm actually going to get cracking on television first. Then maybe a couple of the big papers, yeah.
Terrific, gotta shoot now, mate, but top work. See you in the meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, see you then, man. Bye. Right, you're off, old pal.
Oh, fantastic.
Honestly, mate, I am just a fucking business guru, and I am firing on all cylinders, yeah? All six cylinders. Is that how many cylinders there are?
That depends on what it is, pal.
Fuck it, doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, man, I am changing the game. I'm a disruptor of industry, you see?
Oh, you're fucking right about that.
The people want to know how Truss and Kwarteng can fix this mess. The answer? Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Right, okay. They can also fix it by fucking off entirely.
Well, I was a bit of a trailblazer for Kwarteng, you see.
No, you weren't.
I bloody was, mate.
How?
He was a few years below me at Eton.
Right.
Then I went to Trinity College, Cambridge. So did he. I went on University Challenge. So did he. I then went into
the city. Hold on. Wind back a bit. You went on University Challenge?
Yep.
Holy fuck. How did it go?
A DMS of 14 degrees, 38 degrees north...
Trinity College, Nolan!
8.
No, it was Guatemala City.
Oh.
Upon accusations of bleaching, it was revealed that the loss of pigmentation on the skin...
Trinity College, Nolan!
Photosynthesis.
No, the answer was Michael Jackson.
Bollocks.
Botanically a berry produced by several kinds of large herbaceous flowering plants in the genus Musa, which elongated fruit...
Trinity College, Nolan!
Bananarama.
No, it was banana. I was looking for banana.
Wait, what... What did I say? I said banana.
You said Bananarama.
Oh, God's sake.
The Thracian name Bysus lent its name to an ancient city that now goes by Istanbul.
Trinity College, Nolan. Need an answer, Trinity College.
Oh, God, I know this. I can't hear you. What are you whispering? What? Well, do you know the bloody answer? Yeah, well then, shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna have to rush you.
Oh, just shut up, okay? Just, ancient city... Stoke.
Byzantium.
University Challenge.
So, not great.
Not great, but not awful.
Well, what a benchmark that is. So come on then, Paul. How exactly are you disrupting the industry? How are you getting Liz and Quasi back on their feet or tentacles or whatever the fuck they've got?
GB News.
You're going on GB News?
I am GB News.
What?
I've got a little show. Tuesday night's Business Corner.
Business Corner? Fuck me.
Yeah, it's where I bridge the gap from government to business to the public.
Well... Slight problem, pal.
What's that?
The public don't watch GB News.
I think you'll find they do.
Aye, maybe in the same way that the public watch the Colombian Volleyball League when it pops up on fucking Transworld Sport at 5 a.m. because you've left the fucking TV on by accident.
Yeah, you'll see, Woody. You'll see. Yeah, I'm about to spell out in intricate, expert detail what our government is doing so that we can come together as a country and appreciate exactly how trickle-down economics can and will work.
Business Corner with Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm Patrick Nolan, MBE, the Senior Fiscal Policy Advisor for His Majesty's Government. And we are spreading the word that Trussonomics and Britain's economic growth are here to stay. So if you don't like it, you can lump it. Or ideally, just go about your day-to-day lives and contribute to the economy, please. Okay, our third caller of the day, James in Leicester. Hi, James.
Hi, Patrick. I'm a GB News viewer. And I think, culturally, I'm a natural conservative. I voted for Cameron. I voted for Boris. I just don't think I can vote for Truss. I think...
Why is that, James?
Well, I don't think her and her cabinet are that competent. And I think, to be honest, more importantly, I think they're trashing the economy.
Yeah, that's where you're wrong, James.
How so?
Well, as Senior Fiscal Policy Advisor, I can tell you that there's one person, and one person alone, that is responsible for trashing our economy.
Are you going to say Keir Starmer?
No. Well, you know, he's rubbish. But the person in question is a certain Mr. Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Why isn't Patrick wiping his sweat away?
I reckon it's because it'll smudge everywhere and he'll end up looking like someone who's just seen the ring.
He doesn't actually believe any of this stuff, does he?
Let me tell you something. If you flatter Patrick Nolan and offer him money, he'll believe absolutely fucking anything. They all will.
Putin's energy crisis. It's important to remember that Putin's energy crisis that he has brought onto the world has created an inflation crisis. Goods cost more to transport. Why? Because energy is more expensive. Global energy crisis has created a global inflation crisis. This is nothing to do with Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng.
I get that. I do.
You get that. Good. Good, mate. That's what I say.
Putin created the energy crisis and the inflation crisis, yeah?
There you go. Glad I cleared that up for you.
But Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng, through a poorly thought-out spending policy, compared against a, quite frankly, fanciful tax policy, compared again alongside a reckless borrowing policy, sparked a sterling crisis. And a gilt crisis, and a mortgage crisis, which in turn will lead to a rental crisis. It spurred on a welfare crisis, and a Bank of England crisis, which has created a trading crisis, and all of these things together have now sparked a political crisis. None of that was Putin, was it? Hey?
Fuck me, he's really sweating now.
It was Putin. Oh, okie dokie, on to the next caller. I've got Rupert in Somerset. Hello, Rupert.
Yes, hi. Hi, Patrick. Pleasure to be on the show.
Pleasure to have you, Rupert.
I wanted to discuss the ONS numbers on GDP for the UK market being seen with that 1.6 reduction in manufacturing and how that possibly could be seen as a parallel indicator, using, obviously, the relevant calculations and projections, especially those of leading economic policy markers that stagflation could in turn lead to a retailer confidence headwind that would prove that you're a fucking nonce.
Oh, for God's sake.
There it is.
It was only a matter of time.
And yeah, it was a great first show. You know, a couple of hiccups, but I think I see what I can bring to the role. That bridge between government and implementation and, you know, GB News speaking to the people, that's a big part of that. So, Yeah, all right then. Okay, well, cheers, Hugh. Yeah, speak soon. Bye-bye. Senior Fiscal Policy Advisor Patrick Nolan, MBE. Not too shabby, Padster. Not too shabby. I know you're there. I know you told Arsenal about the third-party deals. Play games like that again, and I will bring the full force of the British government right to your fucking door.
We'll see.
Hi, Hugh. What do you mean they've kicked him out? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.